What are the unwritten rules for life?
I saw a good one that came in on text. I'm assuming this, it basically said, don't date an ex's sibling.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
Yeah. Good unwritten rule.
I know there are people listening right now who are like, I've been married to my second boyfriend's little brother for 25 years. Yeah, there are exceptions. But overall, it's a recipe for heartache.
I mean, it can be. Yeah, that one's really situational, I think, depending on how the breakup was and everything else. But
yeah, that's for sure. 1-800-947-3979. We talked about, Kelly, you talked about some of the ones where people have said, like, just, you don't just invade someone's space, touch someone's hair or whatever. That's sort of shifted.
That should have always been the case.
It should have been.
Just walk up and touch people's hair.
But this guy writes, he says, unwritten rule, as a guy with lots of tattoos, I do not enjoy when a strange woman comes up and just starts touching my tattoos or moving my shirt around, even if it's flirtatious to see them. He doesn't say it, but the sense is, I feel violated, which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's very strange.
That's sort of that, like if somebody did, well, people used to do that to women too, so all kinds of stuff.
But that's as strange and foreign to me, because I would never even think to do that. Like, it would be one thing to go, wow, you have really cool tattoos. Like, what do they mean or whatever? But to just walk up and go, let me see you, would be like walking up to somebody and just getting in the front seat of their car and going, I like your car.
Yeah.
Go, what are you doing? Like, get out of my car. Mm-hmm. Compliment it all you want, but.
And that person wrote back and said, by the way, same rule applies for women with lots of tattoos. Mm-hmm. And just keep your hands off strangers.
Yeah.
Great rule.
Yeah, that's an unwritten rule. Don't touch strangers.
Yeah. That's one that should be unwritten, unspoken, and not need to be thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just ingrained. Like, breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one should be pretty easy.
Maybe someday. 1-800-947-3979. What is the unwritten rule you wish more people would follow? Saying please, thank you, or sorry when appropriate. How many conflicts would be settled if people could just say sorry and mean it when they've, even if it was not something you did on purpose? Like, you can still be sorry for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the opposite, where people know it's their fault and could never say sorry. Those people are what we call hopeless.
I'd rather it be the other way. Like, no, it's not my fault, but say I'm sorry anyway.
Me too. Me too.
So that I can move forward.
Why did you say sorry? Because better safe than sorry.
Yeah, because this isn't an argument big enough for me that it's worth winning.
This is a good unwritten rule for your own brain, this person writes. You remember far more embarrassing moments about yourself than anyone in the environment around you in that moment does.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that is so true.
Yeah.
Does that help me? More so now at this age. Also, I've been desensitized by being embarrassed so many times over the years on this radio show.
Yeah, I actually disagree with that. I'm good at shutting things out. So it's more likely that people go, hey, remember that time you go, oh, man.
That's why I
forgot about it, but now you've brought it up.
That's why I'm in your life, Hot Wings.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you remember when you yelled at Steve because you didn't know 20 wasn't opposite 20 on the...
I hadn't forgotten that one yet. That one hasn't had enough time passage. Going to need a day or two on that one.
Well, what are some other things Hot Wings should be reminded of?
Oh,
you yelled at Kelly because you were late for segment 7 or for the VLAN that time.
Remember that time you told me that I didn't know anything about snowstorms and then we had like 13 feet of snow.
Oh, yeah.
Or remember last 2 weeks ago when you told everyone that steam was coming from a building like 3 blocks away and Maitland said, no, it's snow off that roof. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
You're shooting star shaming. That was.
Oh, that's accurate.
It's never ending.
I stand by that one. Once in a while, look up. Jesus. They're out there all the time. That's on you.
This one's funny. Somebody from the 409 writes, never pass up a chance to pee because you think you'll be able to go a little later.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's a good unwritten rule.
Same
always go before you leave.
Yes. Same with gasoline. There's nothing worse than being like, I'll just wait till the next exit. And the next exit's 15 miles later and you're riding on E.
White knuckle ride for sure.
I just thought of one that I, an unwritten rule that I violated yesterday, and that's always have a hidden key outside of your house. I got back to my house yesterday after work and I realized, oh, I didn't bring my keys with me because normally they're in my coat pocket. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I wore a different coat yesterday, didn't have my keys. So I got back into the garage, opened the garage door with my opener, and then I'm standing there in the garage and I was like, well, crap, that door is locked because I lock it every morning on my way out. But normally my wife and my kids are there. Mm-hmm. They weren't there yesterday. Yeah. So I got home and then I had to go out and climb in the window.
Yeah.
Luckily,
yeah.
I knew that there was one window that was unlocked. It's locked now. And I have a hidden key now.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, that's a great one because, I did that once to myself. And it was a garage that had no external door. And I had gone into my garage and the garage door was broken. So I had gone out there to get something out of my truck so that I could leave through the front door to get a ride, like go do something. And I locked myself in the garage, so I couldn't lift the garage door. I had no door. The windows didn't open, and I had to kick my door in. I had to kick my own door in.
That had to be kind of cool, though.
It felt awesome.
Yeah, you see it in movies.
But then I had to repair a door frame. Then that was less awesome. That was not as much fun as the act of kicking the door in.
Yeah, I felt very vulnerable yesterday, setting a ladder up against the side of my house and climbing in a window.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gonna think I'm breaking in and shoot me. It suck.
No, you look too dad pathetic probably to think, oh, there's an intruder.
There's no graceful way to climb in a small window.
No.
Because you put your feet through first and you're like, well, wait a minute. Then I gotta fold myself in half and try and fit through.
It doesn't work.
Or do I just slide in? I don't wanna mess up the bathroom vanity.
Howings, a lot of people are trying to help you. This text, remember that time you were mad at double wrap bread?
Yeah, I still hate
Hot Wings.
I
remember when you
that.
Screamed at people that blood was blue?
I did not scream at people that blood was blue.
You yelled at that nice lady in the parking lot that one time.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. She deserved it a little. I mean, my bomb was maybe a little too big for the situation.
Pick up my kids!
But she
get out of the way!
But she was being stupid. She was being very stupid.
You yelled at those teenagers in that parking lot one time because they were doing dangerous things in their car.
I did that too. Yeah, I went into dad mode on that one. Yeah.
You wrote an angry letter to Kleenex. You were like seven of them.
What's the deal, Buck? No wonder you block these out. You'd have no room for anything.
Yeah. I believe that spring line is out already.
Your Kleenex. Still not over it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yesterday you said circles had sides.
I did. I was wrong on that one.
Earlier, you were bad about a dartboard or something. I was editing, so I didn't really hear
myself.
No,
I remember that one. That one's too, like I just said. Yeah, that one is fresh enough. That one, that's going to take a couple of days for me to forget that one.
We're not even trying now.
The one time you said the thing, whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that time you ate everybody's lunch and you were like, screw off, coworkers. I hate all of you.
I don't like this as much.
That wasn't
fun
you.
Now.
Maitland. What are some things Hot Wings does that you don't like?
How am I shamed?
You know, that time that you took 4 hours to eat a granola bar.
Oh, you mean every day?
I savor my food. And so I'm afraid of choking.
Yeah, I am too. It's okay.
Chew each bite 500 times.
Absolutely. My stools are so good.
You know what? Have you ever choked?
No.
Well, I'm working out.
Actually.